To understand the importance of the building you are now standing in, we must go back hundreds of years in time to when the hydrology and geology of these places were far different from how they are today. Sant'Alberto was a town on the border between the Dukedom of Ferrara, the Papal State, Byzantine Ravenna, Bologna, and the most serene Republic of Venice, and as such was contested in many wars. At that time, it was completely crossed by the Po River, with its inhabitants living according to its rhythms and the seasons, on one riverbank or the other. Back then, the Po di Primaro, as the river was known, was completely navigable from the Adriatic Sea right up to the city of Ferrara, and was therefore a fundamental waterway for trade, particularly of salt. That is precisely why, around the mid-1500s, the Duke of Ferrara chose Sant'Alberto as the site for a hosteria, or latter-day hotel, now home to the museum, which would act as the Ferrara military outpost on Romagna territory. It was also a place of rest, a storehouse for passing victuals, and probably also the seat of a garrison. The building remained in the Este family until the fall of the Dukedom of Ferrara in 1598. Having lost some of its prestige, downgraded to the status of an inn, it began to enjoy reasonable fame again in 1688, this time as a noble residence for the Spreti family of Ravenna, and remained such until 1885. With the decline of the old papal nobility, the building began to be disparagingly referred to as Il Palazzone. Up to the mid-1900s, it served as public housing, but was purchased in 1970 by the Farm Workers Cooperative and the Builders and Labourers Cooperative, which donated the building in 1981 to the city of Ravenna for the specific purpose of housing the Museum of Water Culture.